Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 19th year. Today's podcast is brought to you by Pavilion Payments, trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites. Maximize your revenue with better funding options through Pavilion Payments' complete suite of integrated solutions. Enhance player experiences with VIP Preferred, offering quick access to cash, flexible deferred settlement options, and the highest industry limits. Learn more at PavilionPayments.com or visit them at the Global Gaming Expo booth 4411 to discover how Pavilion Payments can customize your check service. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB. Today we sit down with Dave Moore, the CEO of WATG Architects, and Tom Sykes and Bill Salerno, two of the principals of Soch Architects in Atlantic City, to announce a very important development for both companies. Soch Architects has begun more than 40 years ago as a result of casinos being legalized in Atlantic City. Over the years, Soch has become the go-to architectural firm for many casino operators in Atlantic City and around the world for that matter. WATG, meanwhile, has been around for almost 80 years and is one of the preeminent firms designing hospitality and tourism attractions. This week, Dave Moore, the CEO of WATG, announced the acquisition of Soch to broaden its appeal to the gaming and hospitality and even residential fields that both companies excel at. He is joined by Tom Sykes and Bill Salerno, two of the principals of Soch Architects. They spoke with me when I was in Biloxi, Mississippi that day, from Singapore, where Moore lives, and from the Soch offices in Atlantic City. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. It's a special podcast today. We're sitting down with Tom Sykes and Bill Salerno of Soch Architects and Dave Moore of WATG. Dave is right in Singapore right now.
I'm actually based in Singapore, but just got back from London a couple days ago.
Great. What we're here for is to congratulate you guys on the merger of the two companies. I think it's an exciting thing, and certainly the people in the architect world are going to be a little surprised that this happened. Tell us what was the genesis behind this, and let's start with you, Dave, on your end. How did that work?
Well, for us, it really started in 2022. We were setting out our five-year strategy to increase our presence in the hospitality industry. And to do this, we were really focusing on some areas of our business where we were being opportunistic, but not really had put specific business plans in place to increase our market share. And gaming was very high on that list of offerings, as we had done in the past in our history, the Venetian, Las Vegas, MGM Mansions in Las Vegas, then more recently, Yamava at San Miguel, mm-hmm. and along with many interior renovations at the Bellagio, like Club Privé, Baccarat, Palazzo, High Limits. So, and we also had primarily worked on the West Coast,
okay.
and wanted to have a much stronger footprint across the entire U.S. and globally as more gaming projects are coming online worldwide.
Sure.
And we knew we couldn't do this piecemeal by hiring one piece of talent at a time. It would take us years and years and years. So the strategy was to look for a group that could be a very good partner with us, had a strong design sense. And so we had worked with Soch in the past on the Tropicana Atlantic City, mm-hmm. and our teams that we talked to on internally said, man, these guys are great to work with. You should put them on your list of, yeah. of people to investigate. And they weren't on the market at the time to be purchased, but we definitely identified them as our number one choice because we just greatly admired.
Great.
And believe that they'd be a good fit with us.
Sure. So, Tom, let's go back to the roots of Soch. You know, when you formed this with your partners over 45 years ago, how did that happen, and what has happened in the intervening years?
Well, Bill Salerno and I grew up together, and we were working together in an architect studio. We got licensed in the state of New Jersey in 1979, and we got a 50-cent raise. And that's when Soch started.
Okay.
We both resigned and started a firm. We did a lot of residential work initially, but gaming had just come into Atlantic City. So we sort of grew up on the inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
We started gaming work in the very early 80s, and we've never looked back. And Bill and I have had various partners over the years. Right now we have two terrific partners, Kim McCarron and John DeRicci. Both very strong. And as Dave said, along the way there, we had a chance first to hear about one of my favorite projects, The Lost City, that Sol Kerzner developed.
Yep.
It was really one of the first projects that we ever heard of someone writing a story first and then the design. Mm-hmm. They wrote the book. So Jerry Allison, a partner of Dave's at that point in time, we met and some of the other partners, and we had a great chance to work together, Ron Van Pelt and others, and Tom Foe, and Rafael Velasquez, who's still there and who we'll be working with again. And we so admired their approach, their culture, their sensitivity, and just outstanding attention to detail and design.
Great.
And so we were so happy to be associated previously, and really felt humbled and blessed to be identified as a candidate with them initially.
Great. Yeah. So Dave mentioned some of the projects he's done. I know you've got a whole list of great gaming projects you've done. In fact, I'm going to one today to interview their GM, Luann Pappas, at the Scarlet Pearl in Mississippi.
Oh, good.
I know that's a great looking building. Give us just a brief outline of the project that you're really proud of.
Yeah, we've done a lot of work for all the industry, and we told WATG one of our worst failures is marketing, because we still have the original clients we started with and many more. So we've sort of been grateful to the opportunities, and we've worked for a lot of work with Hard Rock, a lot of work with Seneca, Bally's has been terrific. Caesars, we've done a variety of work with.
Churchill Downs.
Yeah, Churchill Downs. Now Bill's doing a few projects with concurrently. We're working up in Canada. Again, that's a Hard Rock. Mm-hmm. And we've had the opportunity with Hard Rock to be a variety of locations all around the U.S.
Yeah.
And one location outside of the U.S. So,
yeah, no question.
So,
what do you see, Bill? What do you see? How WATG? What made you decide to go with WATG?
Well, they kind of, as Dave mentioned, found us. They knocked on our door. We got a call from our old friend Tom Foe, and then shortly following that, we had a conversation, and they asked us if we were interested in being acquired. And Tom and I said no. We were focused on our succession plan, and we had two really good people we were excited about, and we're moving forward in that direction. But we continued the conversation, and they made a compelling argument for why we would be better together rather than separately. And we were sold on that. I think that their assets and things that they need to improve on are complementary to ours. We'll bring things to their firm, hopefully, that they don't have, and they're going to bring stuff to our firm that we currently would like to improve on.
Sure. Dave, being in Singapore, I guess you have a lot of international clients. Are you hoping to expand that in this relationship with Soch?
Yeah, we're definitely looking to do that. We're looking at projects across Greece. Of course, Japan's announcer IR for Osaka coming on board. We're doing work down in Australia currently. And there's just a lot of opportunities from Macau. Singapore might be talking about other licenses in the future. And so we're keeping a close eye on all of that. So, yeah, we see globally it's going to be quite good.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity certainly around the world, and some of the spectacular architecture we see in Macau, that's spreading all over the Asian side of the world for sure.
Yeah.
So, Tom, this has to be an emotional time for you. You've got over 40 employees and associates. You mentioned that two that you think were really special, and you've guaranteed them a future in the design industry, you know, through this deal. So, you know, what are you feeling today about that?
Well, it's like there's two things you want to make sure you imbue with your children: roots and wings. And this is about wings right now. We're glad, it's a great opportunity to fly. And we like working around, and we've learned how to do it. And no one does it better than WATG. And their standards, again, the design work they provide and the attention to their clients just was so much appreciated by us and so much aspired to. So we have very much the same goals. It's just a little hard. It's a big change, and yet it's a growth. You can only grow by what you're willing to give up, and we're willing to give up what we need to grow with WATG. So it's exciting.
Sure, sure, absolutely. So, you know, I've been covering gaming design for my whole career, basically, starting when I worked for Steve Wynn, sitting at a Baccarat table, and he telling me who Jay Sarno was. So it's the industry I really respect, but I know this is going to create waves in the industry. Dave, how do you think this is going to be received by the rest of the industry?
I think it's going to be a super positive reaction. Two great firms coming together that have done great projects. I can't see how they would be anything but ecstatic. Our bench depth is just going to get so much deeper, and what we can do together is going to be so much greater than what we could have done by ourselves, as Tom said earlier.
Sure.
So yeah, we think it's going to be a great reaction in the industry.
Bill, how do you think your clients are going to receive this information?
I think very positively. You know, I think our firm on this side of the country is going to get a lot stronger. We'll get more depth. The thing that our staff likes about us and doesn't like about us is that we kind of treat it as a mom and pop operation.
Sure.
But we don't get into the depth of organization and detail that WATG does with their assets. So I think we're going to come out of it much stronger. I think it's going to be well received by our clients. Having a stronger firm will have stronger offerings and more depth and more organization. So I think it's going to be positive overall, very positive.
Great. So Tom, your company has been the go-to design firm for many gaming operators. You've done greenfield projects, expansions of facilities, renovations of existing spaces. Will any of that change in this new deal?
No, in fact, it'll broaden what we like. We like the association with WATG as an opportunity in design, especially, and the offerings that they have, the beautiful work they've done, and the integration with the skills we bring. So for us, I think it just gets better and better. And I fully agree with Bill. I think our current clients are going to say, "Oh, thank goodness! That's a good blend. That sounds like good news. Great move."
Yeah, no question. So, you know, there have been a lot of great Vegas-based designers in the past. I mentioned Jay Sarno and Martin Stern. But in many ways, Atlantic City is the cradle of casino design. The early projects were definitely groundbreaking when it came to the design. And when Steve Wynn was designing the Golden Nugget here, he had people like Joel Bergman and Roger Thomas, Paul Steelman, and many others have gone in to do great things in gaming. Why do you think Atlantic City holds that importance in the design field?
You know, it's funny, Roger, it's a parallel. I think it's particularly evident, too, on the interiors of building. A lot of Atlantic City got built very quick.
Right.
But when Borgata came along and Ocean originally Revel and Harrah's Second Tower and some of the later projects really started to mature architecturally. But always it's been a leader on interior design because the crowds were so great here. And the offerings needed to be so super. So I think the maturation of the not only the architecture, but very much so the interior design approach to projects has happened out of AC. It's also happened on the operator side, mm-hmm. because just about any well-heeled operator has spent their time in Atlantic City, and that's what they call it, their time in. Because it's hard here.
Sure,
it's just not as easy as some of the other jurisdictions. And all have done, I think, very well, especially the ones you mentioned.
Yeah. And I think the competition in Atlantic City is both on the operator side and the design side. You had a lot of people coming in there, you know, doing different things. And So that leads me to the next question, which is the non-gaming projects. I know, Tom, your firm just finished the Stockton University campus in Atlantic City, really the only greenfield project since Revel opened up years ago. But Dave, what about the non-gaming experience on the WATG side?
Well, we're definitely a hospitality built firm, and we're going to continue down that track. It's great expanding our gaming offering because it ties into the hotel components that we do, but also F&B and spas and landscape design and other facets that we're doing. So, yeah, it's going to tie in, and we're going to continue being a hospitality focused organization. And along with that, you know, building our multifamily housing piece along with renovations through our interiors group. So I think there's going to just be so many opportunities.
Sure, sure. And Tom, what besides the Stockton project, what other non-gaming stuff have you done recently?
We're working on, we just finished Ocean First Bank's corporate headquarters in New Jersey.
Okay.
That was a very nice project for us. We're doing some I just can't discuss, Roger.
Sure, right, I'm sorry. Of course, right.
I'd love to. Yeah. We do have some nice opportunities in multifamily housing, and Dave mentioned that it's going to be a perfect blend.
Yep.
There's a couple of very nice projects we've been looking at, and the benefit of hospitality. Just a real quick story. We recently joined another firm in Atlantic County here, actually in Vineland, for the ACIT school expansion. We brought one of our very talented Arley interior designers into the mix. And we like to introduce the hospitality aspect Dave mentioned into everything we do. And this school was absolutely thrilled that people were thinking the way we were thinking, and transformed a lot of the issues in a school in atmosphere to a much more human, pleasant, and engaging attitude. And they're raving about it. So we're happy about that. Yeah. And as Dave said, everything will be hospitality based. And hospitality just branches out horizontally in every direction.
Great, great. So, Dave, the important part in every deal is really the transition and the merging of the two companies. How are you going to handle that?
Well, we've seen mistakes happen with some of the big firms that have gobbled up many firms along the way. And we've all agreed that we're just going to do this together. We not really setting a time frame on how long it will take to do a full transition. We were guessing somewhere between 1 and 3 years. But Sasha's leadership with Tom and Bill and our leadership and the gang that's going to be working on this together, we're going to figure out the timeline together and what's important at what points of time.
Sure.
So we don't have to rush.
Yeah. Well, it's always the transition period when it comes to the things like you know, the accounting part of it and that kind of thing. So are those a bunch of synergies there that you have that will almost reduce costs?
Yeah, we believe so, because we're going to bring in, you know, like Tom was saying, the marketing pieces and other side to help Sasha out in those areas and just really work on integrating the business strategy. See where our team integrations can be and project pursuits together, where it makes total sense up front and at the beginning. And like I said, the teams will work together to figure out what's the best strategy for that moving forward.
Sure, absolutely. So one last question.
It's such a comfortable cultural mix.
Oh, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying it's such a comfortable cultural mix. When we all get together, it's like we've been together.
Yeah.
So we were... That really helped us a lot in the process.
Yeah, certainly the combining of two cultures can sometimes be difficult, but the fact that you all have that kind of mom and pop attitude toward the business, I think really is great.
That was one of the really big issues when we were looking at firms, really was they had to be a great design firm, but if the cultural fit wasn't there, we would have passed immediately, because we've just seen so many of these deals break down later because the culture and the values of the firms didn't align. And we really found that our values and cultures are very much in alignment.
Sure. Great.
We're really not intimidated by, you know, what's in front of us in the transition, because we have that comfort in knowing that culturally, you know, we're a good fit. So it's really a matter of just working through the details.
Absolutely. So, yeah, one last question then. What message do you want to send to the gaming industry as well as any other areas of your expertise? What do you want to send to them about this deal? Each one of you can answer there.
I guess I could start. I guess the first thing would be, together we're stronger. We're going to continue to be the leaders, not only in gaming, but within the hospitality industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. We're here. We're going to be here through the entire process, through design and delivery, and we'll be able to offer additional resources and expertise, as well enhanced project timeline and facilitation. So together, we hope to just be add so much more value to our clients.
Great, great. And Bill, what about you?
Yeah, I'd underscore what Dave just said. You know, I think we're going to come out of this, at least in this office, a lot stronger and more powerful. It's really going to be a continuation of Sosh, but on steroids. So we'll be able to make the same offerings, but in a much more powerful and energetic way for our clients. So I think it's going to be well received, and we're all excited about it.
Great. Tom?
Yeah, this is it's a beginning of a new era for us, and I'm really happy for our staff and our partners. They're going to grow tremendously. They've been terrific. And I think our presentation to the new clients, but especially to the clients of old, the people who we've worked with for years, are going to see a juiced up, more energetic, and certainly well-rounded opportunity in working with WATG and Sosh. This is the beginning of a whole new program, and we're so grateful to be part of it.
Great. Well, gentlemen, congratulations on this deal. I think it's going to be a terrific partnership between the two companies, and we're going to be anxious to follow your projects as you announce them and start to build them. It's always a great thing to see something start from the piece of paper and go all the way, I guess, the computer these days, and go all the way up to the physical physical project. So, congratulations, and let's stay in touch.
Thank you very much, Roger.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks for tuning into the GGB podcast sponsored by Pavilion Payments. As the gaming industry's largest vertically integrated payment provider, Pavilion Payments offers solutions that simplify, secure, and optimize the way patrons fund their play. Trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites, Pavilion Payments helps you boost revenue and enhance player experience with VIP Preferred. Discover more at pavilionpayments.com or visit them at the Global Gaming Expo booth 4411 to learn about how their solutions can enhance every casino guest touchpoint, from the cage to the casino floor and online. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast. Thanks for tuning into the GGB podcast sponsored by Pavilion Payments. As the gaming industry's largest vertically integrated payment provider, Pavilion Payments offers solutions that simplify, secure, and optimize the way patrons fund their play. Trusted by over 400 land-based casinos and iGaming sites, Pavilion Payments helps you boost revenue and enhance player experience with VIP Preferred. Discover more at pavilionpayments.com or visit them at the Global Gaming Expo booth 4411 to learn about how their solutions can enhance every casino guest touchpoint, from the cage to the casino floor and online. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.